Well, and this has been Toshi Regan with Justice, The Call for Justice. And before that, we heard Castleberry and Dupre with No Perfect in 'em. And before that, we heard Sweet Honey and the Rock, The Ballad of the Broken Word, from their CD, Still on the Journey. And before that, we heard Frank with Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire. And before that, we heard Janice and Take No Prisoners. And we started off this last little bit with Common Bond singing the Sinner's Brigade. And so that's what we just heard, and this is the Lesbian Power Authority, and this is sort of a musical reflection on some of the political stuff that's going on in Washington right now with Clinton and Lewinsky and Starr and the Congress and bipartisanship and everybody, you know, just sort of thinking that they have high morals, and what does it got to do with telling the truth, and what does it have to do with running the nation? And in the meantime, the world is going bankrupt with what's going on with the world banking crisis. So, you know, it's just really swell out there right now. And so those last bit of songs that I've played were just sort of a musical reflection on all of that. And, you know me, I just hate to kind of leave you hanging out there. So I'm going to offer some songs now that will hopefully call us to action and provide us with a little bit of revolutionary spirit and hope. And I'm going to start off with a new CD that I just picked up. This is Lillian Allen, who is a reggae bop poet. she actually has a name for what she does, and I don't see it on this particular CD, but it's been on others of her CDs, where she does some pretty interesting kind of poetry that she sets to music in a different kind of way. She's from Canada. Well, actually, I guess originally she's not from Canada. She's living in Canada now. I believe she's originally from Jamaica. I think that doesn't say on here either, so I'm kind of going on past memory. But we haven't heard anything from her recently. This is a brand new CD. It's the first that she's had out in almost 10 years, I think. And this CD is called Freedom and Dance. And the song that we're going to hear is Revolution from the Beat.
A revolution from the drums, a revolution from the beat, a revolution from the heart, a revolution with the feet. On the heave, on the sway of the beat, either rumbling and the tumbling's down. To the dreams, to the beat, to the impulse to be free, to the life that's sprung up in the heat, in the heat, in the pounding dance to be free. To bust open a window, crash upon the door, strip the crust of confinement. See truth through cracks, through the routing rhythms of the musical tracks, 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 tracks. The sound of reggae music came on a wave. Let's go.
are their rights. Communities organize and work and struggle for human rights, for human rights. But the core of the African self, separated by 400 years, ties blighted and nipped, a continental divide, and colonialist lies, and a sip from the beginning of the African web, and car, the primal African self, and which, the wellspring up, and a rhythm let loose, and reggae music found us. It was the pulse of the Caribbean that echoed bright, a voice on a beat, scorch determination released, and the wondrous size of black people once again rose high, from a little piece of rock called Jamaica, where Arawaks and Carib bones lie, came a breath of resistance, of peace, love, and liberation, spread worldwide on wings of its artists and shaman. The bass and drum prance like a winded fire, the chicken, king, 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 of a guitar drum. Sounds of freedom, sounds of spirit, of love, of redemption.
We the people have a
And that was Alive with a song called Willing. That was off their newest CD that's called Always Alive, which is a compilation of some of their better tunes. It's actually pretty well done here. And it's called Always Alive, 1976 to 1986. So I think they've probably redigitalized it or whatever the heck it is that they do it to make it more up-to-date in its sound. So that was Alive. And before that, we heard Pele Juju, We the People. And before that, we heard Lillian Allen, Revolution from the Beat, from her newest CD called Freedom and Dance. And you are listening to the Lesbian Power Authority on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and 106.7 FM in St. Paul, serving community for 20 years. This program is supported by KFAI Listener Members and Q Monthly, a publication for gays, lesbian, bisexuals, and transgender people in the Twin Cities. Q Monthly at 370 locations near you. For more information, the number is 343-9525. And I do have a couple of community announcements here, things that you'll want to know is going on around town. On Friday, the 25th of September, the Women of Building Project and District 202 are having a collaboration. The Women of Color Building Project will be starting a peer-to-peer theater arts education program for GLBT youth and their allies, addressing issues of homophobia, racism, classism, and ignorance. The program is facilitated by Felicia Washington and Ayenga Bokamba and will meet on Wednesdays from 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. from October through December 16th. Space is limited, and the 25th of September is the last day that you can enroll. If you want more information, you can call Lee Combs. The phone number is 871-5559, extension 12. Lojo Russo and the Funk's Groove will be in celebration of the release of their new album. You can also catch them at the Renaissance Festival. Well, that's over now, I guess, by now. This party is going to be on September 25th, also Friday. It's happening at the Chaska Community Center and Theater in Chaska, Minnesota. The phone number to call for information is 448-5633. Women Works is having a dance, a celebration dance for National Coming Out Day, which is October 11th. The dance will be held on Saturday, October 10th, from 8 until 1 a.m. at the Regal Minnesota Hotel. Regal Minneapolis Hotel. The proceeds are being donated to events and community organizations. If you want more information about how to get tickets, the phone number to call is 377-9114. That's the Women's Work Dance on Saturday, October 10th. And I guess they're offering some swing dance lessons beforehand. So if you're not up on how to do swing dancing, you can get those lessons from 6:30 until 7:30, just before the dance begins at 8. Tickets are available at Amazon Bookstore and also from Women Works. And the phone number again is 377-9114. And for those of you who are big Janis Ian fans, I did play something of hers earlier this evening. She will be two places in the coming week. She will be at the Human Rights Campaign Dinner on September 26th at the Minneapolis Convention Center, Exhibition Hall 1. The dinner is at 8 o'clock. Black tie is optional. And for more information on that, you can call 1-800-494-TIXS. And if you are interested in her as a musician, she will be performing at the Central Presbyterian Church. That's at the Cedar Exchange Performance Series, and that's going to also be on Sunday, September 27th at 7 o'clock. If you want information about tickets or reservations, you can call 870-1099, and I think the tickets are probably also available at the door. That's 7 o'clock on Sunday the 27th for Janis Ian at the Central Presbyterian Church. And finally, for those of you who are interested in alternative economy, more stuff for Dykes will be happening on Saturday, October 17th. You can bring it, you can take it, but you can't pay for it. That's on Saturday, October 17th from 10 until 2, 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon at the Spirit of the Lakes Church, 2930 13th Avenue South. Wheelchair accessible, children welcome, play area available. There will be a discussion on lesbian economy happening from 11 a.m. until noon. It is ASL interpreted, so if you know women who are deaf or hard of hearing who could benefit with an ASL interpreter, be sure to tell them about this event. And for information about the whole thing, you can call 778-8992. And I'll be talking about it more in detail as the weeks go on, but basically you should start collecting your items that you would like to bring to this exchange. Exchange is not really a word, but you basically can bring stuff that you are no longer using. You can take anything that's there and you don't have to pay for it, and you're not required to bring anything and you're not required to take anything. So it's a good community effort for lesbians to begin talking about alternative economies, how we use our stuff, what stuff is meaningful to us, what we'd like to pass on to other lesbians, and so on and so forth. So we will have more conversation about that in the weeks to come, but in the meantime, have a look around your house and see what's there that you are willing to pass on to other lesbians in the community, and be sure to come on Saturday, October 17th from 10 until 2. And running out of time here, we only have about 15 minutes left on the Lesbian Power Authority this evening, and since the fall equinox is coming up this week, I thought I'd play a few, sort of change the mode and the tempo here, and do some, you know, kind of earth-reflecting fall, getting ready for, you know, we're actually harvesting now the last of our things and getting ready for the winter and getting our gardens ready for winter and, you know, collecting all our stuff and, you know, just kind of putting the snow tires on the car if you have a car and, you know, getting your boots out and all that kind of stuff. So here we are into the fall equinox this week. It's on Tuesday, and I'm going to start off with Cheryl Wheeler. It's about New England. It feels good to me, but, you know, the sentiment is still there and good for the Midwest. So here we go.
When fall comes to New England, the sun slants in so fine, and the air is so clear, you can almost hear the grapes grow on the vine. The nights are shot with starlight, and the days are cool and clean. And in the blue sky overhead, the northern geese fly south instead. And these are Irish setter eggs. When fall comes to New England, when fall comes to New England, and the wind blows off the sea, swallows fly in a perfect sky, and the world was meant to be. When the acorns line the walkway, then winter can't be far. From yellow leaves a blue jay calls, grandmothers walk out in their shawls, and chipmunks run the old stone walls. When fall comes to New England, frost is on the pumpkin, the squash is off the vine, and winter warnings race across the sky. Squirrels are on the something, and they're working overtime. Foxes blink and stare, and so do I. 'Cause when fall comes to New England, oh, I can't turn away from fading light on flying wings, and late goodbyes a robin sings, and then when fall comes to New England, when fall comes to New England. Reach outside her window, a fallow field stirs our memory, partly concealed. Light from the window holds her there, remembering something she heard somewhere. When you sow your field, plant extra for the birds and thieves. Come harvest, you'll have all you need. She stared at her hands and clenched them tight, then watched the field through. When you sow your field, plant extra for the birds and thieves. Come harvest, you'll have all you need. She sat by the window and watched it grow. Early ones died in an April snow. The birds flew down and took some more. Rain came angry, a shameless downpour. Some tender shoots were washed away, but faith stayed with her day after day. Her scars faded as the plants grew tall. She would have plenty of love after all. When you sow your field, plant extra for the birds and thieves. Come harvest, you'll have all you need.
Oh, she will bring the buds in the spring and laugh from all the flowers. In summer's heat, her kisses are sweet. She sings in leafy bowers. She cuts the cane and gathers the grain when leaves are false around her. Her bones grow old in wintry cold. She wraps her cloak around her. Oh, she will bring the buds in the spring and laugh from all the flowers. In summer's heat, her kisses are sweet. She sings in leafy bowers. She cuts the cane and gathers the grain when leaves are false around her. Her bones grow old in wintry cold. She wraps her cloak around her. La la la. and she will bring a bud from the spring and laugh among the flowers. In summer's heat, her kiss is the sweet she sings in leafy bowers. She cuts the cane and gathers the grain when leaves falls around her. Her bones grow old in winter cold. She wraps her cloak around her. Ah, oh, she will bring the bud in the spring and laugh among the flowers. In summer's heat, her kiss is the sweet she sings in leafy bowers. She cuts the cane and gathers the grain when leaves are false around her. Her bones grow old in wintry cold. She wraps her cloak around her. She will bring the buds in the spring and laugh among the flowers. In summer's heat, her kiss is sweet. She sings in leafy bowers. La 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 la.
This is the Circle of Women, and the song is called Oh, She Will Bring. That's the Musical Priestess. It's the celebration of the seasons. So, for all of you who are celebrating harvest and the fall equinox, this one is for you. Before that, we heard Jamie Anderson with a song called The Harvest. And before that, we heard Cheryl Wheeler, Falls Comes to New England. And that's going to about wrap it up here for the Lesbian Power Authority this evening. We are KFAI, Fresh Air Radio, celebrating 20 years of community voices. KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and 106.7 FM in St. Paul. And my name is Mev, and I'm here every week from 9 until 10:30 on Sunday evenings, bringing you lots of different aspects of lesbian culture. Well, at least some of them anyway. Maybe not all of them, but some of the ones that I know and some of the ones that Methia knows, who's usually here with me on Sunday evenings. This program is supported by KFAI listener members and Lavender Magazine, serving the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and friends. Lavender Magazine's phone number is 871-2237. And I'm going to go out this evening with a little bit of Tracy Chapman. This is Heaven Here on Earth. It sort of, you know, adds to the commentary from earlier this evening. And, you know, just also celebrates the fall and where we are. And hopefully we'll bring you some hope for the coming week. This is Heaven Here on Earth.
Heaven's here on earth.
You're listening to